This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. When it comes to returning the sense of hearing to people who are deaf or hard of hearing, technology is far from perfect. Hearing aids can feed back, and there are other problems. But this week, there's been a leap forward in one particular area, cochlear implants. A new processing computer chip for these implants has been developed at MIT's Microsystems Technology Laboratory and the Massachusetts Eye and Ear Infirmary. Dr. Konstantina Stankovic is a surgeon who worked on the project. Doctor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
A cochlear implant. Can you describe to me what that is?
Cochlear implant is a device that electrically stimulates what's left of the auditory nerve, so it bypasses all cells that are missing or non-functional. And the current cochlear implant has an external component and an internal component.
The new technology that you're working on makes it so there is not an external component, and it can transmit information and stuff like that wirelessly, is that right?
That's the idea. It relies on a sensor, and the sensor actually picks up vibrations of the smallest bones in the body, which are located in the middle ear, and the chip processes this and converts it into a train of electric pulses that can then stimulate the inner ear.
What is the breakthrough here?
The most exciting part is that the whole system is very highly reconfigurable, and all of that is done in a very power-efficient way so that the actual chip is really tiny.
What else about this technology is compelling to you?
One of the main potential appeals is the fact that it may improve sound localization ability.
And what you're talking about here is for me to be able to hear actually where a sound is coming from more accurately.
Yes. Because the external ear and the ear canal, which is where you may sometimes feel itching and are tempted to use a Q-tip, although we would say never, ever put a Q-tip in your ear canal. But these parts of the ear actually provide very important directional cues that then gets to the middle ear and the little bones that vibrate.
Does this new device promise better hearing?
At this point, it's primarily the benefit of having sound localization cues that are lost when you have a microphone on the outside of the ear. But this is the first step to demonstrate feasibility. And of course, we are excited about the next step, which would be to even enhance performance.
Dr. Konstantina Stankovic is a surgeon and a researcher at Mass Eye and Ear. She's also an assistant professor at Harvard Medical School. Dr. Stankovic, thank you very much.
Thank you.